What kind of experiences did you have in school? Did you make any friends?
Well, yeah.
Among the white community?
Yeah, I mean, I did, but, you know, I just can remember different moments. Because, you know, I'm getting Ebony Magazine. I remember just telling my mom, if I make straight A's, I wanted to wear an afro. My mom was so concerned that she didn't want me to go to school with my hair natural. I mean, and I didn't understand it because, you know, when I saw Angela Davis and all these people with afros, I was telling my mom I want to wear an afro, and she didn't want to come out and say to me, you're going to catch a lot of flack about that. I'm trying to keep you as fitting in as I possibly can. So I just kept trying to manipulate her. Well, I got straight A's. Well, I got this. Well, I got that. And I finally got to, I think when I was in the 7th or 8th grade, I got to wear my afro to school because she would be, you know, pressing my hair or something like that. And I can just remember because I'm in my junior high. I mean, there was never more than 5 blacks throughout the school, not my class.
Just the whole school.
Throughout the school. So I remember one little boy saying, you look like you stuck your finger in a light bulb socket. And, you know, but I don't know, as I look back on it, race was such an issue for us. And my brother and I frequently said we should have left Poto and gone straight to a psychiatrist's couch because, I mean, it was just something we dealt with.
You seemed every to, with day. A lot of humor.
Well, to keep from going crazy.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. But, you know, I still, you know, had some, I have especially one really good friend from there. But I was so exhausted with dealing with race. By the time I left high school, I just wanted to go and be, you know, anonymous somewhere. And I went to the University of Oklahoma, which at that time probably had about 3,000 or 4,000 students. But that was the most black people I had ever been around. And I thought that was a huge population of African Americans. So even though it was a school of about, you know, 28,000, there were still this pocket of 4,000 or 5,000 African Americans. And I just wanted to get in the middle and not, you know, just blend in and not have to be defending something about being black, because I had done that. Yeah. And I had no desire to stay in touch with anyone from Poto.
You didn't want to stand out in the crowd anymore.
I didn't want to stand out in the crowd, and I always felt like I'd spent my first 12 years dealing with the race issue, and I'm really just now kind of getting over that because I felt like I did so much explaining, and probably hadn't done as much as I'd heard my parents on always these boards, commission, equal opportunity. I mean, it was just like too much. I just had enough of it. So I'm just now kind of like, before I wouldn't have participated in a group like this.
Right.